had to go to the Prime Minister for a settlement.
And did he settle it?
Invariably, he made a major concession.
Mm-hmm. But perhaps justified by the circumstances of the class.
Sometimes justified, sometimes... it need not have been a concession. It may have been a wiser thing. Intervention at the prime ministerial level should be a change of policy, which affected the entire sector of the public service, not a concession to Union A.
And as a sort of a finer aspect of the civil service, a question of recruitment methods and taking the top level of administrative service. It has been said that it's far too arts oriented.
Yes, we blindly have followed the British system. And changes in our educational structure and education pattern in the country, where the best students are going in for medicine, engineering, has not been taken account of. We continue the old examination system. The result is we get not even the best of the art students. We get very poor quality, I think, at the present moment. Only one exam has been held. Second is being held just now, and whether the results are not yet out.
Mm-hmm. But I wonder whether it is true to say that it was arts-oriented at one stage. Certainly among the civil servants who entered in the 30s, Sydney's, there seemed to have been quite a number with maths or physics or...
Oh yes, there have been quite a number, but a great majority of them were artsmen, I should say. I can almost count the maths and physics men, but the majority of them were once history men. Had a pull, but subsequently economics and oriental studies had an advantage.
And how does this bear on performance? Say, taking the old type of civil servant,
the physics men have done exceptionally well, I should say. And the faculty, the chaps from physics, brought good minds into the service. History men myself, part of the prejudice, I think have brought in versatility. Maths men, some of them very good, some narrow specialists. Oriental honors, middling. They swung, but possibly achieved greatest progress in the cultural changes of recent years.
And at lower level, they say that, it would appear that there is little standardization in recruitment. And between departments, for instance, qualifications are advertised in a vague way, and this allows nepotism and things like that.
Oh yes, not so much nepotism as spoil system is coming in in a big way. And I think it is inevitable until we tackle our economic problem.
Are efficiency bars of...
About no value at all. None at all.
I suspect it as much.
Increments, you have to seriously fail to perform your normal responsibilities to have an increment stop. Increments is an annual right.
End of interview.